Why sacred and strategic? Because you are both sacred and strategic, and your work is both sacred and strategic. And for far too long, they have been held apart. You get concrete, practical results for your clients. You're skilled, you're experienced, you're respected, and you're excellent at what you do. And that is no longer enough. Honestly, it probably hasn't been for a long time. You have a deeper aspect to your work that is really how you want to do what you do. It's different than the rest of your profession. It's energetic, it's holistic, it's revolutionary even. And it doesn't seem to fit, at least not in the ordinary way. But you can see how your profession needs it and how you need it. You can no longer live with talent and creativity and depth wasted. You cannot continue to be disconnected from your own sense of self. Your whole life, you have been identified as a leader, and yet you cannot get this work, the work you know you are meant to do, out into the world. Because you cannot figure out how to effectively bring this deeper sacred part of your work forward and integrate it with the concrete, practical, results-oriented part of your work that already successfully exists. You have no model for how to bring them together, not in the same business, not in the same offering, not in your profession, or not at your stage of business. You're confused about what that would look like and how that would work. You're afraid that if you do put this deeper part of your work front and center, you will no longer be seen and respected for your mastery of your craft. And will anyone really pay you for it? Is it even a thing? You can do the work you really want to do, how you really want to do it, without sacrificing professional respect, personal relationships, or financial stability. And you will step back into your natural capacity to lead with it. But right now, it is asking something more of you. Because you cannot create this kind of new, integrated work in the same old way, using the same old strategies and tactics. And you know that. You can feel it. Our existing structures, models, and strategies were never built for what you're creating. And they were never built for you. Our economy and our culture and the disciplines, professions, structures, models, and strategies that they have created have at their root a fundamental split between the body and the mind, the sacred and the material. There's historical evidence of this split in Western culture during Europe's transition from feudalism to capitalism, which peaked in the early 1600s with the Age of Reason, 200 years persecution of witches, the enslavement and sale of African peoples, and the colonization of the Americas. The mind was elevated above everything else. The body was reconceived as both mechanical and unruly, and was regulated into an ideal for production and profit that had and has little to no relationship with any natural cycle or bodily capacity. And the sacred? The sacred was eradicated. This split and value judgment was reinforced and codified until the norms, the values, and the split itself were so effectively internalized, perpetuated, and reinforced individually and collectively that you and I value the left brain, logical, scientific, and strategic parts of yourself and your work, and devalue the right brain, intuitive, creative, and sacred parts of yourself and your work, without even thinking about it. But we are both. I believe your longing, visceral, persistent, and unnamed, is to reclaim this fundamental wholeness that was stolen from you, and with it, an entire body of human knowledge and experience, and to weave back together what you know to be a false divide. Your work and the way you are here to lead is demanding it of you for its integrity, its depth, and its power. This is not surface level stuff. You've already done that. You've done all of that work, layer after layer. This is deep, karmic, soul level wounding and longing, rooted in the ground of your being. But it has the power to transform your business, your life, our culture, and our economy. And it is time. We face existential crises that exceed our comprehension, let alone our capacity for solutions. Our systems are stretched and our institutions are crumbling. We're looking for a different way to organize work and life and society itself. And we're looking for a different understanding of our place in it, the world around us, and the cosmos. We need this kind of deeply integrated, holistic leadership and way of being in our professions. And you are poised, you are called to lead in this way. What does integrating the sacred and the strategic actually look like? Because we don't have a model, not really. Simply put, it is becoming masterfully adept at both spiritual practice and sound business strategy, and at moving seamlessly between sacred practice and strategic practicalities, so that you hold both as a lived reality for yourself, your work, and your clients. It is also finding the thread that runs through all of your talents, training, and experience, and the relationship between them that reveals a unique, coherent, and powerful body of work. Practically, I've witnessed that there are at least 8 ways that you can weave the sacred and strategic parts of your work together without sacrificing financial stability or professional respect. Most, if not all, of the models and examples we see of these are of only 2 of these ways. Either how you make your decisions from your intuition or your perception of subtle energy, for example, or to a lesser degree, how you create your work. For example, by allowing it to show itself to you or by working according to natural cycles. In addition to those, we are going to explore here what it looks like and what it shifts to weave sacred practice and sound strategy all the way through your body of work and your business in the way that's most natural and potent for you. I'm Rebecca Ramadevi Preen. I am a business advisor, a spiritual teacher, and an attorney with more than 20 years of experience at the leading edge of holistic change in unlikely professions. My life as a lawyer and my life as a spiritual practitioner have always been intertwined. By happy accident, or not so happy accident, I began practicing yoga asana and meditation while in law school. 6 years later, and for nearly 20 years since, I've been a practitioner, initiate, and lineage holder in a lineage of Shaiva Tantra, which is a source tradition of yoga within the Hindu diaspora. This has always been my lens. Over 15 years, I integrated spiritual practice and strategy into every aspect of my law practice to transform and inform who I was in my practice, how my practice was structured, how I showed up and worked with clients, and how I understood, talked about, and engaged with the law itself. It was not an abstract conceptual spirituality detached from everyday life and business. Nor did it ignore sound strategy and internalize every question as some personal spiritual failing. It rather related directly to the practicalities, recognized strategy as sacred, and resulted in a powerful clarity rooted in the truth that transformed the practicalities of my practice in surprising and miraculous ways. Now, I mentor visionary women like you to integrate the sacred and the strategic parts of your work in your own unlikely professions without sacrificing professional respect or financial stability. My clients include any manner of unlikely professions for spiritual, energetic, and intuitive work: physicians, financial advisors, psychoanalysts, architects, advertising executives, academics, attorneys, ordained ministers, public health professionals. You get the idea. They experience results beyond what they would let themselves imagine. And they find that far from losing professional respect and financial stability, as they may have feared, they actually transform their lives and their professions in deeply needed ways. And they inspire their colleagues in the process. What you are doing is extraordinary, but it is asking more of you. And what it is asking requires a different kind of support and a different kind of practice, both personally and professionally. That is still rare to find. I invite you to join me here for insight, experience, perspective, practice, and support. And what I hope to be community and conversation about how to integrate the sacred and the strategic parts of your work without sacrificing financial stability or professional respect, so that you can step into your natural capacity to lead, doing the work you know you are here to do. And how to untangle the one thing, it's only one thing, at the root of what distracts and derails you from clearly and consistently doing that, by working with it as what it is, a karmic knot. We will explore these together through the lens of spiritual practice, specifically that of my adopted tradition of Shaiva Tantra, psychology, neurology, the history of our socioeconomic system, intellectual property strategy, business model design, and lived experience. In the course of that, we'll talk about all the questions, uncertainty, criticism, spaciousness, and wonder that comes up, and how to navigate, metabolize, and simply be with those to glean their wisdom. I'll be sharing episodes in three different formats. First, short excerpts from my book, This Again, Untangle the Root of What Distracts and Derails You from Your Life's Work, and my blog, Sacred and Strategic. Two, longer, unscripted episodes that expand on a specific topic and offer a practice. And three, guest conversations. You will also learn more about how we can work together to integrate the sacred and strategic parts of your work and untangle the root of what distracts and derails you from that in exactly the way that's right for you. I am so excited. This feels like the best and fullest expression of my work at this moment in time. So thank you for joining me. I hope you will keep listening. For now, I invite you to do a short practice with me. and ask yourself, what has resonated about what I've said? This practice is a practice of Sanskrit mantra. It's a one-syllable practice of sacred sound, and you're going to feel the resonance. It's going to allow you to drop in. The sound is dum, dum, and dum is the energy of an earthly fire, the hearth. It's rooting, it's grounding, it's warming. Okay? You pronounce this by putting your tongue against your teeth and vocalizing da, 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 right? You can compare that to saying the word dog and your tongue's on the hard palate. You move it forward, da, da. Then make a circle with your lips and vocalize ooh, ooh. And then you can put that together, do, do, do. And we'll end with a special character that is called an anuswara. That is like the black hole of sound. It's going to bring all the resonance from a hum down to silence. You create that by humming like you would on your lips. Mm. You're also going to find a hum by contracting the back of your throat. Mm. Okay. Give that a try. Contract at the back of your throat. Mm. And then move to your lips and see if you can do that at the same time. Mm. It's fun, right? Okay, so let's put the whole thing together. Doom. Excellent. Give it another try. Doom. I'm going to invite you to put your hand, one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly and just rub in circles. If that feels good, you can just leave them there if that feels better. Okay, we're going to do that as we chant. I'm going to invite you to take a breath in and exhale. And begin rubbing if you'd like. Then take an inhale to begin, and we'll chant three times. Do do. Let yourself sit and witness yourself after this chant. And then ask, what landed for you? What work wants to come through? What does it feel like it's pushing up against? Is there a way in which you feel split? Is there a way in which you feel like our current models and structures aren't designed for the work that wants to come through you? And what are you experiencing as a result? What would you rather experience? What would it feel like to be fully expressed? Both what I'm calling the sacred parts of yourself and your work, and those well-developed strategic parts of yourself and your work. Can you feel internally what the integration of that feels like? What full expression and wholeness feel like? I invite you to sit with that. And you can always do this very simple 3 repetitions of Dum again and ask yourself again what that feels like. Thank you for being here.